When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
you're feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for the good content.
Oh, God. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Woldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggenduggen.
Look what God did to us, man.
What did we do wrong? Let's not forget Kyle, the coach of that game.
No, I'm not coming up.
Come on. Come up. Keep going. There he is.
Come on, Brown.
All right.
I know.
Talk about these bozos.
All right, folks. Well, yeah, we got to talk about it. We had ourselves a game.
Yep.
Didn't go quite how we wanted.
It was a game.
It went better in ways that I thought it would.
Yeah.
But it didn't go good in the other ways.
Which is almost more frustrating.
Yeah.
It is.
It's straight Twilight Zone week to week with this Chargers football team.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, all we have lined up for you folks is the episode and Ask Bolt Fam. So
us.
That's you get us.
Tight. It's gonna be
just keep it tight like a toy gun. All right, folks. Well, yeah, Sunday night game. Chargers came out. We're in the Navy unis. I wanted them to win in those Navy unis.
It's officially time to stop the Navy unis.
I don't like how late in the season this took for them to have a color rush uniform. It really should have come out earlier.
Yeah,
in the season, I think.
Well, we already did the Royals, so we've already done.
Did we? I don't think we've done the Royals, not this season. I think our Royals are against the Broncos.
Coming. That might be coming.
Oh, you're right. Those are coming too. Yeah, we haven't had any.
That's what I'm saying. Like now that we're in the situation that we are, it's hard to get super pumped about unis. But
it's hard to get super pumped about anything, really.
I beg to differ. I think that's all we have to get pumped.
I know,
about right
but
now.
I want more. Yeah, folks, this game was so surprising because we're going up against arguably one of the best teams in the league right now, if not the best team in the league. And I don't know what you guys were expecting. I was expecting, like, I just want to get through this, maybe get a win somehow, some way, shoot out. And it ended up being a real defense against defense type game, which was not what anybody had on their bingo sheet.
Dude, we held Lamar Jackson to 177 yards passing.
That's insane. That's insane.
I mean,
7 of their points came on trash time because we sold out for one play and it wasn't there. So, it's a 13-10 game where we have 4 turnovers. It's like, I did not see us turning the ball. We've been great. It's like, we're losing these games, but we're not turning the ball over. Like, it's tight. We're close. We're competitive. Let's see where this can go. And then we are 13-10 after 4 turnovers.
Oh, it was great. We did so well on defense. But that's what you said. It's even more frustrating because, and I consider it 3 turnovers, even though the stat sheet says 4. But that Hail Mary was basically a punt at the end of that.
That was an opportunity to try to get some. So I mean, but even taking off that interception,
it's just the defense,
that's 3 turnovers. But
it's you can't win doing that. And it was like our top guys
scoring situations too.
And
like
Keenan and Eckler did the exact same.
Our
thing
top
again.
Boys, Herbert, Keenan, and Eckler.
Yeah, 2 red zone fumbles too.
Yeah,
it's just crazy that this team has never been able to get on the same page all 3 phases in one game. Even the games we won, they weren't all cranking on all cylinders.
No,
you know?
We were just happy to walk away with a dub.
Just playing garbage teams.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess
which,
that's the case
by the
too.
Way, I don't know if we're not garbage teams, because now we're in the top 10 of the NFL draft and we're only one game ahead of the Bears. So we got that going for us. We're coming for that number one pick.
Isn't nice.
Don't know if we'll quite get there.
We'll see.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, man. This was just, it's the turnovers. The turnovers are really just the roughest part. Like, the defense was coming out and playing. They were getting the stops, man. The stops on fourth down, like, that was inspiring. That was something to be really excited about.
But then, boom, turnover.
And we got to talk about this. I'm sorry. The whole start of the game of the late hit on Justin Herbert, flag. Well, let's throw a flag on Jamari Sawyer, who
barely did
nothing. That's all he did. I'm going to throw a flag.
He did nothing.
Yeah, that
that's
was
insane.
That should have been a touchdown scoring.
And that should have been a touchdown, yeah.
I mean, so all
then
of
we're,
those.
Then we're 14-13 there at the end of the game, you would assume, because that's four more points than what we would have had. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's a tough, it's, I don't know. You can go all the way back to a lot of plays, but four turnovers, erase half of those, and we win that pretty comfortably, I would say.
It's the way the defense played,
The way the defense played, it set the tone with the refs with that, and then also the catch interference with Darius Davis trying to catch that punt. Like, again, it was just missed. It really set the tone for this game.
Those 30 yards of missed, you know, flagrant penalties that we lost out on. Right. So that's a different drive if you start 15 yards of, you know, where he received that punt.
But and I know I'm grasping at straws here, trying to find the positives. How about that play where he gave it to Keenan Allen and then lateraled it back to get that first down?
Like in stride. Like he was, I've never seen anything quite like that before.
That was so freaking amazing.
Like that was definitely like the bright, shiny moment in that game of like, oh, wow.
That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah. That was some of the.
It makes you think, like, is Kellen Moore a fun guy? And we're just not seeing all the fun.
I think he's fun.
Does he have some fun reins on him right now?
They may.
I think there may be
there
some
might be fun, a fun muzzle on him.
A fun muzzle.
A fun governor. Yeah. Funner.
Funner. Yeah. He's got some fun shit in there. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what else you can say about
The one thing I do want to talk about is the fact that Davis got benched for Marlowe. That was like.
That was very surprising. Yeah. At the very beginning of the game, we're looking for Mike Davis. Don't see him out on the field. Marlowe's out there. I haven't heard a reason yet as to why.
For the performance, they thought he'd have always the answer is we feel like we had a better chance to win with him playing.
I guess.
What was interesting about Marlowe, at least from what I saw, he started out, I don't think the Ravens were prepared for him to be out there.
True.
So they picked on him a little bit at the beginning, and then he started to shut it down.
He got better.
He got better as the game went on, which doesn't. Yeah. Our secondary usually does the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually falling apart at the end of the game. So.
Right.
I don't know. At least they're trying stuff. I'm just trying to find the positives, but at least they're trying new things to get better. And that helped the defense, man. It really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Defense looked really good. And then the other big thing to talk about is Quentin Johnston. Like, Keenan Allen is our only wide receiver right now. He's the only guy.
Yeah.
He's looking at him and then maybe one other way. And then he's looking to run the ball. But it's almost as if other teams know that. So they're just bracketing Keenan in most snaps, unless we're creative enough to motion out of it and get the right matchup that we like.
Right.
But they're just bringing pressure and doubling up Keenan, and there's not much we can do.
No. And Eckler's not doing what he normally does when they lock us down like that on those routes. He's usually squirting out, getting stuff taken off. He's not that guy this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's dropped a lot of balls and fumbles.
Been
and
super uncharacteristic. He's nowhere near that 20 touchdowns he got last year. And
no,
I think there's some
bonuses are looking safe.
Yeah, those incentives.
I feel bad for him. He's trying to, you know, wanted to try and get a new contract, but he's not doing anything this season.
No.
To first of all, want us to bring him back and pay him a whole bunch of money.
Right.
And another team willing to like go out and spend all that kind of crazy money for what he wants.
Yeah. I feel bad for the fantasy football owners that took him in the first.
Oh, yeah.
Tough look.
It's rough. It's rough no matter how you slice it. And it's rough for the Chargers' playoff chances. Going into this game, we were sitting at 14%. And now that we've lost this game, our current playoff odds are 5%. And we're not even in control. The Chargers are not in control of their destiny.
No, we could win out and still you need a ton of help.
Right. If you win out, there's a 95 to 96% chance, which is good. Those are good odds. But there's still 4 to 5% that you don't make it, and if
you got to beat the Broncos twice, the Chiefs, the Bills.
There's still a lot of great teams we have to play. So, I don't like to be realistic. I'm not going to start right now.
No,
so I'm not going to even. No comment.
So until that ticker hits zero and we're in cahoots with the Carolina Panthers, we have hope.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, if we have 5-1, if we're losing either the Chiefs or the Patriots, game means we're about 40% chance of making it. If we're 5-1 and losing any of the other games like the Broncos, Raiders, and Bills, it drops down to 25-35%. And if we just lose two more games, it's basically the end. That's it.
Well, because we're playing all AFC teams from here on out, right? So this is like, you know, we'll see.
And most of them are in that wild card hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Broncos now, where did they come from? That sucks.
Yeah.
They're dominant.
Yeah. It sucks. Scary. It took them 5 weeks with their new coach to get it figured out.
Yeah, glad we play them twice here at the end of the season. Yeah, not week one.
Would have been great
week
for
two when they got beat by 50 by the Dolphins.
Yeah,
unreal. It's an unreal season. But one more thing to be thankful for is our big guy,
sweet baby boy,
Khalil Mack, who now has the most sacks, which is 13, through the first 11 games of a season in Chargers history.
He's
playing out of his mind.
He decided that he was just going to take over that game last night. He was great in the run. He was great rushing the passer. Even when they made him go out and cover, he was doing that well. Like, he was just like, I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah. No, I'm super thankful. I'm super thankful to have him. I'm super thankful that he's been as productive as he has. Because it's one of those things where everybody wants to be like, oh, he's been in the league for what, 8 years now or something like that? Something close to that. Guy's still playing out of his mind. Just like Keenan Allen, still playing out of his mind. So
Joey Bosa was enjoying that Raisin Bran too.
Oh, he was munching away pretty hard on that in the
The best look you want.
Not a good time to cut to the box. No.
No, that was kind of mean by the broadcast team. Oh, that
they knew what they were doing.
Mean by the team.
Mean by the broadcast team. But yeah, it's hard when you, as fans, we're like, we're looking for anything to be frustrated at.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, wow, Joey Bosa eating Raisin Bran. Like, that's kind of funny. And then it's like, why aren't you on the sideline with your team? And I get it, your foot's hurt. But like, we're all looking for stuff now. It's like this constant need to like point fingers and blame.
Right.
It's frustrating, dude. Like,
I feel it. I feel so frustrated right now.
It's a very frustrating time for this season. But the holidays are right around the corner.
Oh, dude.
And the reason for that season is giving.
Yeah.
Giving away. Because right now our friends over at the Die Hard Bowl Club Ventura, they reached out to us personally and asked if we could share about their awesome upcoming event. They've got Toy Drive coming up here, folks, because listen, the season's frustrating, but it's we have the Bolt fam to care for and be around and help out. And that's honestly, I think that's one of the biggest things about being in a fandom of any kind. Is being there to help each other out. So as it stands right now, December 3rd, 10 a.m., it's right around the corner, over in Camarillo. It's going to be their third annual toy drive. Anybody and everybody can come down. They're going to have raffles. They're going to have drinks. They're going to have food. Boltman going to be in attendance.
Oh, shit, Boltman.
Love to see Boltman. So bring a toy drive. This is all for the kids. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, so Die Hard Bowl Club Ventura, you can find them on social media.
Yes.
They have more details with the address and all that. So definitely go check it out. And we'll put it in the address and stuff in the notes for the episode. So if you want to do that as well, you can.
Yeah, if you live in the area, please make an effort to go hang out. I mean, you're going to be with other fans. You're going to be with the Bolt fam. You're going to be hanging out, having a good time. There's going to be food. There's going to be, I think, a taco truck, I think I heard.
Oh, yeah.
And prizes and stuff being raffled off. So all for a great cause. And I'm so happy that the Die Hard Bolt Club is taking the reins on this one. And you can take the reins on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting-ting-a-ling, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong.
Blitzen and Cupid. Honor. Not necessarily the right order, but line up my reindeer differently.
Listen,
okay?
He's got a different lineup, folks. But over at our Patreon, you can check out all the fun videos, good times, giggles, and just stuff. over there.
what a sell on that one. We got stuff.
If you want stuff.
You like stuff?
Patreon.com/ChargerChat.
We got stocking stuff. Stocking stuffers is what you meant to say.
Well, if you want some stocking stuffers, you can go on over to our regular website, ChargerChat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask bold fans. So go check out ChargerChat.com. All right, folks. Well, like I said, nothing lined up here except a nice, healthy Ask Bolt fam. So let's just get right to it. Let's get in it.
Why not? Let's go look at some stuff.
All right.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam, and we start off with Athier Kadir.
Athier
Kadir.
Who asked the question?
Judge and Chet, Bulldog, my baby, and number one in my heart, Kevin and Kyle. This is my last time to be on Ask Bolt Fam until next season. I hope we beat the Ravens and put a winning streak together. I am not confident this will happen because of nonsense Staley's horrible defense, especially if we lose on Sunday, baby. I still love the show. I will watch it, but you won't hear from me because my heart will be broken, baby. Especially for Herbert. Sad for my baby, baby. Can't catch a break. It's just a mess. He deserves better, baby. The Spanos family, it's time to step up for Herbo, baby.
A Navita Zane note in that voice is a
catch you later, baby.
Oh, no, Athier.
No, it's okay. He's still going to listen.
Okay.
He'll still be hanging around.
He's but we just... don't. Kyle and I won't get to do the Athier.
That's true.
Kadir.
Yeah.
Listen, I know you said you won't pipe up until next season, Athier, but
dare
listen.
You. I don't trust you.
Yeah. I'm just saying the door's always open
you will.
For you. Oh, come on. I'm just saying the door's always open for you, buddy.
Come on, baby.
There's always a place at the table absolutely. For you, Athier.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Change
though.
Your mind. You don't have it. To. You don't have to stick to this.
Yeah. Listen, no. It's okay.
A soft threat.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
I get it. Heat of the moment. Emotions are high right now.
Yeah.
It's all understandable.
This, unfortunately, boys, it sounds like this was before the Ravens game.
I know.
So it could be even more.
I understand.
It could be even more intense.
I hope you're okay, Athier.
Yeah.
We love you, man.
We love you, bud. And
the defense played good. So that's.
They had tough. That.
And the offense didn't do anything. Bummer.
All right, Athier, thank you, buddy, for asking the question or just coming on and being your good old self. We
thanks,
love you,
brother.
Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan who asked the question.
We lost a close one again, and that's crazy. And though the details of the game are somewhat hazy, be there no doubt that the ref's flag arms were lazy, except when it helped the team in black and purple paisley. Yea, the outcome doth smartly impale me, as ye old doubts of fandom do assail me. Whilst I cry in my ale that is palely, yet shall I suffer this week feeling grayly? I without a doubt shall hear daily about how we should fire our coach, good Sir Staley. And to all that noise I still shout, nay, ye! Nay, dear friends, say me, I shall continue belief until the day that we are mathematically removed by them in Las Vegas. Until then, shall I bolt the f*** up gaily. K, love you, bye, yay!
That was a good one.
There were some there were some creative
well done.
Liberties taken there, Big Red Bolts fan. But yeah, until the nail's in the coffin, until the maths and the Chargers are officially donezo.
I've always been a 5% guy.
Listen.
Effort, pretty much anything 5%. And look at me.
Kevin 5% Duck.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
We're only getting 5% on here?
Yeah, we have 5% to take it all. Right?
Oh, that's all you need.
That's all you need. 5%.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
As long as there's a window, no matter how small that window might be.
This lady hasn't sung yet, so
yeah.
Hold on to my 5%.
Right. She's warming up.
Oh, yeah. Her vocal warm-ups are done.
Yeah.
She's walking out to the
microphone. She's tuning up right now.
Yeah, she's tuning up right now.
But she hasn't sung yet, so.
Yeah. Please, I don't want to lose to the Patriots.
No.
And this hey, really the fat over. Lady doesn't come out there and just give you nothing. She's going to put on a performance. She's ready.
Yeah.
All right. Big Red Bolts fan. Thank you, buddy, for the awesome poem. Love that. Let's move on now to Jermaine Williams, who asked the question.
What's your guys' raw emotions after each annoying loss? Like, do you guys feel this team is being led correctly upstairs on down? And how would you guys coach up the boys the rest of the way? Like, what's the message? Thanks. Love you, boys.
All right.
Emotions are real, dude. I didn't start feeling okay until maybe 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, Kevin kind of scared me a little bit.
Yeah, I was a little stressed.
If you saw the video.
Yeah, I was shaking in. I was thought we had a chance, didn't have a chance, got excited, got sad. It's that roller coaster. It's that roller coaster. You got to ride, and it sucks, dude. It really sucks.
It does suck.
You know, and we've been so excited for so long for the season, because this was like the season where got all our guys, we're spending all the money, we're finally doing the stuff the other teams do to go get their Super Bowl. And it's just none of those players on the field, and it's not working.
We're just benching guys and cutting guys.
Our pets' heads are falling off. It's literally
heads are falling off.
It's a free for all. It feels like coach is just like grasping at anything to try and make this better.
At least he's grasping now, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like that's a good shift. It's last week we were like, he left that game like, we're not. I mean, I believe in my coaching. I trust our strategy. I know what we're doing. And it's like, wait, what? And at least it's now been like shaken up to the point where guys are in there that are giving it all they got, and they're playing hard, and we're seeing plays be made. Unfortunately, our studs on offense are just kind of pooping the bed a little bit. So
I don't really know.
Unless you blame like boneheaded turnovers and stuff on coaching. I'm not saying you can't blame it on coaching. It doesn't feel like the coaching was god awful in that game. Like, it wasn't, we didn't get dominated. We were in the game with the arguably the best team in the AFC. They're the number one seed in the AFC, and we had them if it wasn't for the players turning the ball over. So I wish that there was a quick, easy remedy and fix. Unfortunately, I want to side with Staley of like, they just got to keep going and find that one little thing that gets them over the hump to start winning some of these games. But I don't know what that is. I really don't know. I don't think he knows what that is. Commentators don't know what that is. No one knows why we're losing these one score games. But, and I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen if everything stays the same.
It just feels like it's too little too late to try and figure it all out. You know what I mean? Like 3 years, you know, it's pretty much the same all 3 years.
Right.
So I'm just tired of being in games where it comes down to a field goal. Like, it's just, I want to start winning the way we should with this quarterback. So
yeah,
whatever that takes, you know, I'm ready for the Band-Aid to be pulled off and figure out some new plan. We have to do that.
For now, though, if there is a window, if there is an opportunity for these guys, what do you tell them to hype them up? Like, do you tell them that the fat lady's warming up, but she ain't sung yet? Like,
I'm giving some other guys opportunities. I'm giving Joshua Kelly the ball. I'm trying to do something. You know, the defensively we've done that. Offensively, we haven't really done that, and we don't have a lot of options there. Like, you know, Quinton's getting benched for like guys that came off the practice squad.
Right.
So,
but as we heard, that was more of a medical issue, not a performance issue.
Like a hybrid. Yeah, like a hybrid.
Yeah, it's like he got hurt, and it's like, he's kind of banged up. Let's not put him back in there.
Let's not mess him up.
Because he's also not playing that great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't. But then we have a great game. Well, you have a great offensive game the next week. Like, it's that Jekyll and Hyde of not knowing what you're going to get.
Right.
And that's what's so frustrating as a fan, because you don't know what you're walking into. I had there was nothing in my mind that told me that defense would play the way they did last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, maybe Staley is good at calling defense. But no, he's not, because we've seen the other games where he clearly wasn't.
But wait,
But he gets good every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. Like, just be the defensive coordinator. Just be the head coach. Like, come on. Ugh. Sorry, I'm spiraling.
All right, now let's go out and play.
Go get them, boys.
What a speech.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't really hype anybody up, but
we kind of suck, but sometimes we're good. So let's go.
Just be good.
Be good. Yeah.
Yeah, do the good one. Yeah, not the suck one. Do the good one.
All right. Well, we're not known for our hype speeches there, Jermaine Williams, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Trevor Smith, who asked the question.
How many games does Herbert have to get sacked on the last plays before they put an RB back there? Maybe put Horvath back on the active roster.
And Certified Fresh, welcome, Trevor.
Yeah, welcome, Trevor, welcome. Yes. Yeah, it is kind of uncanny the amount of times that we've had a final drive that ends with Herbert getting sacked.
I'll say Trey Pipkin still scares the crap out of me, dude. Like, he's gonna get Justin hurt. Like, bad.
Yeah. Well, and if there was a running back in that last play, but he was on that side to help Pip. And then that's where they blitzed on the other side. It's not like if you can see it, we can see it. Just blitz, you know, have somebody right up on our left tackle and then bring somebody else around because he's going to be over there helping Pipkin. So I don't know.
I like Horvath in the game because our tight ends don't block. So there's no point in having them to help in the running game. Mm-hmm. So Xander's a great blocker. So at least get him in there. And he scored like 3 touchdowns last year at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Kellen Moore can get creative enough with the offense to be able to take advantage. Like, you don't go bring him back for no reason, right? So,
right.
I activate him. I don't like do it for sure. Like, some of those guys in at wide receiver last night, I had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
We have a Chargers podcast. I'm like, who's that guy? What's that? Like, I'm not kidding. Who was that one guy? Like,
Alex Erickson, I believe. He played in the Green Bay game as well, and I think the game prior to that.
It's just like, I don't know. Let's try something else. I don't think he's the answer here. It's not going to be a game-shattering performance from Mr. Erickson. So maybe we try a fullback to run the ball more than 30 yards in a football game. Yeah, it's something needs to be it's hard, dude.
It's really tough. Hard. It's absolutely tough. God. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. But Trevor Smith, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to DJ Jones, who asked the question.
Howdy, y'all. Well, looks like I'll be looking at college tape earlier than I'd like to. Dang it. With our season dwindling and almost over with this loss, my question is, if anything, is there a positive that you guys can take away from this team going forward? Okay, love you, bye.
I guess you could look at just like dealing with adversity and what this team does if we are out of the playoffs. Like, how do they compete? What are the guys that you want on your team when, you know, things aren't looking good? That's what happened last playoff game. We had guys that maybe weren't up to the challenge to do that. So I just want to see the effort. If there's effort the rest of the year, that's all we can ask for as fans. And as, you know, we want those players are competing for jobs next year. So let's find the best possible, you know, scenario for those players and who we're going to keep.
Yeah, I think once you're mathematically eliminated, it's weird that it kind of reverts back to preseason. It's like you're not trying to lose games. There's never a team that goes out there like, yeah, I'm going to lose this game for a draft pick. Mm-hmm. But it does become more of like an assessing who your team is and, like, who's going to be here next year? Who can we keep on the cheap that could still perform? Whereas who's really expensive that we're going to need to get let go of? So it definitely shifts hard once you're mathematically eliminated. But I'm not ready to, I mean, I just don't want to do that yet. But it's fun to see. It's fun to watch some of these guys step up, get opportunities and make plays.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the positives that I've got, at least for this team, is that, you know, even though some of these guys like Keenan Allen and Khalil Mack, you know, you've got talking heads on TV saying they're old, they're washed up, why are they still on this team, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just look at their performance this year. Keenan Allen and Khalil Mack are on pace to have some of the best seasons of their career.
Yeah, it's out of control.
And they've been in the league for as long as they have been. So, you know, there's some positives, certainly, that for the future of this team. And hopefully, you know, we can keep some of these guys, especially the guys that are obviously putting in the work, putting out the performance that they need to. So,
for sure.
DJ Jones, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Sure. Let's move it on now to Simple J's.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question. Any good sports fan therapists recommendations?
Just don't go on Twitter, I think, or Reddit, or any place where gym, yeah,
like, some exercise,
yeah, something like that.
There you go.
That'd be a good healthy way to, like, you know, get some of the negative of the out,
frustration out.
Yeah, sweat it out.
Yeah,
put the phone down.
Yeah,
hug your family.
Turn off your internet.
Turn off the internet.
Yeah,
and just go live in a cabin for, you know, a month or so.
August. Yeah,
yeah,
okay, you know, December in a cabin.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And if you do need therapy, I'd highly recommend finding a good therapist that can actually help you out. And I mean, honestly, some of these people on social media, God, do they need a therapist? Because They've got some real bottled up emotions that they are just spraying everywhere. And it's like, you should talk to a professional about that.
Yeah, some of the comments are definitely professional worthy.
But thank you, Simple Jays, for asking the question. Let's move on now to House of Hain, who asked the question.
The defense was not the main issue this game. The offense didn't produce. Drops and turnovers ended this game. If you could bring back an old Charger head coach, who would it be to turn around the team? And I do mean any old Charger head coach. Who would it be? Caleb, bye.
That's a good question. Like in today's NFL, because that's different football.
That's true.
So what do you think, Kyle?
I don't know. I'd still go with Marty.
Marty.
With the way that everyone talks about Marty Schottenheimer, he comes across as kind of like that tough guy coach. Mm-hmm. But like LT talks about him like he was his dad. Like he would call him and text him and like just be in communication all the time. And he wasn't in the media like, yeah, we value relationships. That's what this is about. It was like, no, I just have my guys back and I don't need to go tell everyone. And I don't know. I just think head coaches a lot of the time need to be able to take on a lot of the criticism and shield their players from it without having to bring everyone's business out.
Sure.
And throwing players under the bus. I think it's a lot of like what you're seeing with Sean Payton in Denver. Have you heard anything about Russell Wilson this whole year? Nothing. No, it's been crickets. You haven't heard about him having his own office, and you don't hear about him and Ciara and what they're doing and him wearing his own jersey into the practice facility. It's crickets out there. Like he has shut all of that down because he's the head football coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want a guy that's going to be an alpha male. And I think that's what Marty Schottenheimer is. He's an alpha that's going to be able to take all that stuff.
There you go.
Or you could go Bobby Ross because Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
You can do Bobby so Ross. That. Yeah. One of those. I'd be curious how they would translate to the NFL now. Might be a little bit of learning curve getting going, but let's go.
Would be fun. Yeah. Wouldn't hate it. Great question, though. House of Hain, thank you for asking it. Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey.
Andrew.
Who asked the question. What's up, fam? It was another heartbreaking loss and a nail in the coffin for many things after the significant changes on the horizon. I'm getting a little sad now, having to wonder who we've seen the last of as a Charger, either being out with an injury and a cut candidate for next season, or seeing play their last few games as a Charger. That being said, pick one Charger you think we've seen the last of with either injury or we'll see the last of after this season, and give me one good memory you had of them to send them off on a positive note. Mine is Bosa. I doubt we'll see him the rest of the season with his health and no playoff aspiration and could be a cut candidate for next year. My good memory is the game he played out of his mind against the Bills back in 2020. He was mic'd up that game and in his words was a fucking animal and a fucking beast. K-love you, bye.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Good.
Although he hasn't played great as of late, Austin Eckler. Like we all know that sure. He won't be here next year. But it was fun following his journey from like a undrafted small school guy wearing a ridiculous number in the preseason to making the team to then like he's a Pro Bowler, although he wasn't voted a Pro Bowl last year. Like he's a Pro Bowl NFL running back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good memories of seeing that air guitar going 20 touchdowns the last 2 years. It will be sad. I know he's not played great this season so far, but. He's definitely like a Charger. I don't know if he's a legend, but he's a stud in the mm-hmm. Charger world. So yeah,
for sure.
That'll be weird not to see him suited up as a Charger. Like it to me, I'm thinking like, who's going to be weird? Cause they're not done playing. They're going to go somewhere else. It'll be weird to see Austin Eckler not in a Charger jersey.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. How about you, Kev?
I think I'll probably go with, Kenneth Murray. Cause I think they would have signed him if they were going to keep him.
Yeah.
And he's great against the run, but just not, you know, he has been what he's been against the pass and that being in coverage. I think he's kind of where, you know, they don't draft Deion Henley that early and, you know, bring him in to keep him.
No, for sure.
I think that's it. And yeah, just, he seems like a fun guy. I remember, you know, just a lot of, I can't remember one play that stands out specifically, but he's just a hard-nosed guy. I just like mm-hmm. hard-nosed football players that jack people up and, Wish she would have gotten on a little earlier. And who knows what it could have been, you know? But
yeah,
that I think that'll be it for sure.
I mean, one of my favorite memories of him was that draft night when we thought, all right, we drafted Justin Herbert.
Oh, we traded back up to the first to get him.
And then we traded back up and we were just like, hold the phone, folks.
What?
It ain't over.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
That was pretty great, actually. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. The one for me, and I feel bad because I feel like it's more injury related than anything, is Jalen Guyton. You know, he's gotten most of, if not at least half of some of the best catches from Justin Herbert on that highlight reel from all the previous seasons. And it sucks that he went out last year with that injury. And ever since coming back, he has gotten at least a touchdown. And I do love the beard look. That's a great look, I think, for Jalen Guyton.
He has matured a lot.
He has matured a ton.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I just don't know if he's going to be able to come back and either perform it as he had in previous seasons, and if he can, if the Chargers are going to be able to hold on to him for another season. So
does this mean we all think that Mike Williams is back next year?
I don't know, dude.
Mike Williams.
I think you see what we are without him. We're very different without him. I think he's incredibly valuable.
Well, technically, Mike Williams has one more year on his contract. Yeah,
he does.
It's hard to say.
We have to cut him.
Yeah.
But you have two of our top five highest paid players are both at the wide receiver position next
year. Sure. Yeah.
At so that durability, if you were telling me I have to keep Keenan Allen or him, I want Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just because he's, you know, Mike gets hurt a lot. It's just the nature of how he plays. He just gets hurt a lot. So. It's going to be such a weird offseason because there's going to be a crazy turnover, you know.
Well, yeah, we don't know what the offseason can hold. I mean, some of these.
God, I just looked at this sport track.
Yeah.
And looking at the average salary, and I filtered by that. Justin Herbert, the average salary is $52.5 million.
so
much money.
A year.
and then
he's here until 2030.
The next is Joey Bosa, and he's half of that.
Yeah. Yep. That's cost of a good QB.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's hard to say what next season's going to hold, especially with, you know, the office as well. I don't know if we're going to have the same GM or the same coach and what decisions are going to be made from what we have with our current players. So anything and everything can happen.
Did you guys know we have Corey Linsley through 2026?
Do we really?
I did not know that.
We do.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, hopefully he can play again. They asked him today, they asked coach today how he's doing. He's like, he's doing well. So I don't know if that means he's just recovering
he's
definitely under contract for a while.
Wow.
So it was Joey Bosa through 2026 too.
Yeah. We'll just have to wait.
That's too much stuff.
Too many variables.
That's overwhelming.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
All done.
That's why we're not GMs. But Andrew.
Good Lord.
Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Anthony Tony Francis, who asked the question.
If you only use the sample size of 2023 and negate the previous 3 years, would you say Justin Herbert is not clutch with his inability to read defenses and especially blitzes at crucial times? As an example, last drive against the Dolphins, the Titans, the Packers, the Cowboys, and Ravens games.
He hasn't been clutch this year. If you're just looking at this year, I would say, he has. I don't really know how you could say he has been clutch this year. I don't know why. I don't know what has changed. But I can think back into my head of clutch moments from his career. And you can't just eliminate what a guy's done. I know in this scenario, just looking at this year,
right?
I think he's had a lot of opportunities to come up clutch. Just, you lose one score games, usually you have a chance to win it. We've had a lot of chances with this ball in his hands.
Can I give you a little insight on why? I think a little bit. If you think back to like a lot of the clutch moments in those fourth quarters and that kind of stuff, the big name that is always there and always making crazy catches is Mike Williams. Like always. So
yeah.
I think maybe that has something to do with it.
But so then is he not clutch and Mike just bails him out?
You flip that on me. Not willing to say that. Nope, not willing to say that.
Let me think about it.
When I walk back, I'll meet you in a bit.
It is certainly tough. He certainly doesn't have the same tools that he had, you know, in some of those other moments. But granted, you know, Dolphins and Titans, he still had Mike Williams and Corey Linsley, I think we still had at that time too.
You see that when we have like Patrick Mahomes is understanding the reality of what his contract does to an NFL team. When you start getting paid $50 million a year, you can't put two $20 million wide receivers on your team anymore.
Right.
Because you can't afford everybody. So, like, you have to start to be clutch without the studs. So I think that that's the next evolution of Justin Herbert. I think he can evolve for sure.
Absolutely.
He's going to get better, but I think that's what has to evolve is he's got to find ways to get clutch with what he's got.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely been this year because he's been clutch for so, like, the whole time he's been here.
Right.
He's always pulling stuff out of his hat in the last minutes to, like, win us games, get us in field goal range. Sure. So he's definitely done it before. It's just this year hasn't clicked for whatever reason.
It's been a rough year for him. So, Anthony, Tony Francis, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to President Loki, who asked the question. What is y'all's prediction record on the remaining games? How many games are they got left?
Six.
6-0?
Six and oh.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
This is the time.
Yeah.
We've been waiting.
That was a get right game.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna
our defense is back. Offense is warming up. 6-0, baby.
Here we go.
We're about to get over that hill.
Broncos can turn it around, I don't know why the Chargers can't.
It's a great point.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Any given Sunday, baby.
Any given Sunday.
There we go.
Let's do this.
All right.
6-0.
There we go. I'm in hot.
6-0.
President Loki, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to a Bulgarian who asked the question.
Should fans just accept the fact that it would be most beneficial for the teams to do a mini rebuild?
Certified fresh, a Bulgarian.
Hey.
Welcome.
Love to have you. All right. So this is an interestingly worded question.
Mini rebuild.
Should the fans just accept the fact that it would be most beneficial for the team to do a mini
Bulgarian's
rebuild?
Insinuating that he knows that it is most beneficial, but should the fans just accept it? Is that what it is?
I think so.
I think it's like, yeah, a Bulgarian feels like
it's a nice way of saying we need to do a mini rebuild.
Right.
Yeah.
So
a clever way of saying that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it's like a twist. I mean, it's what we do. It's a positive twist.
Yeah.
Should we? I know we should, but should we?
Should we?
But what does a mini rebuild entail? What do you think? Like
it's like coach. We said, is getting rid of some of those contracts that are really big. You're gonna have to eat it for a year or two, but I don't know. I think that GM coach is a very potential that we might get something new. And if you do that, if you get new GM, new head coach, you got a mini rebuild.
That's a decent rebuild because you're looking at new staff,
right?
You're looking at going back to ground zero on that,
right?
Starting up. So it's more of a medium rebuild, you know?
It's not a mini.
Not a mini, more of a medium.
That's not a small.
Well, and
rebuild.
We just looked at the contracts that are coming up at the end of this year. It's about half
some big ones.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be, there's going to be some rebuilding.
I don't think there's any way around it. Even if we were doing great this year, there would be a mini version of something.
They went all in on Justin Herbert's end of his rookie contract. They tried to take advantage of it, and it just didn't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to restructure, and now that we're paying him $50 million a year, how do we build a team around that?
Yeah. It's a great point. Should fans accept that, though? Or should they be like, no, we need to...
I'm done telling fans what to do. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're not getting in Twitter wars. You do what you want.
Yeah.
Fan how you want. I'll accept it when I'm ready to accept it.
Nice.
Might be right now. Might be never.
You'll never
Might
know.
Be in a couple minutes.
Because Kyle never
You'll
tweets.
Never You'll never know. You'll never walk in this brain.
All right. A Bulgarian, thank you for asking
Don't
the
be
question.
A stranger.
Yes. Let's move it on now to Scotty B63, who asked the question.
Should the entire organization be cleaned down at the end of the season and start afresh from GM down next year? I think I've heard that's a mini rebuild.
Medium rebuild.
Oh, it's a medium, excuse me.
Yeah.
Another should, you know?
Should? Like,
should we?
Well, how would you feel if we don't make the playoffs, but we didn't do that? I think that's a better question.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's trying to get something out of something you know is not going to happen. I just, I don't know how you don't. I really don't.
Right.
Tommy T in the last couple of years, his drafts have sucked. Like, let's just be honest. They have not been good. Mm-hmm. If this year now, our first round pick isn't even panning out really right. yet.
And
now,
the two guys behind him are doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's an understatement.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, just softly saying it. I did not.
The three guys surrounding him are all having good years. And yeah. it's now we've, like, you bring in JC, big money guy that we just cut. Like, that's the GM. And you now have guys that we drafted high. Like, Isaiah Spiller's not even, he's healthy cut. You know, like right. every week, you know, yeah. It's pretty consistent across the board that outside of the occasional hit here and there, I don't know. I just don't think that we're going to get anything different. He tried. He did. He didn't take the conservative route. He went out and tried as a GM, but it failed. And now it's been a decade of not winning anything. So I don't really know how you keep your job when you're, it's a result driven business. Right.
Well, and especially after as long as it's been, like, he's been the GM for 10 years.
They've
like,
given him a good run, a good chance at doing it. Yeah. And we found this stat a long time ago where basically we've never had a GM more than 10 years.
Right.
So this is his swan song year, essentially, if you're just looking at the stats. Like, the span, I have a very, like, a 10-year plan for each GM, and he's at the end of that.
We'll give you 10 years, and something happen.
Job safe for 10, okay? Yeah. We're going to stick with you, and then we'll...
Year 9 came around, and Tom's like, shit, I gotta make some calls.
It's the witching hour.
I gotta make some calls.
You see did he see a shadow?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's been cruising this whole time. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but it certainly would make sense that that those positions are not safe. Scotty B63, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Alfonso Erdman.
Certified Fresh.
Hey, who asked the question?
What is your realistic proposition for the offseason's front office moves? Get them down.
Now.
Come on. Do it.
You guys got your finger on the pulse of GM candidates?
Not at all. Remember last time when we got Tommy T, there was like a special advisor that was like used to be with the Green Bay Packers that like helped do the interviews and track everybody down. Nice. It's like the one thing I will say that if you're going to do it, I'd get on it like now. Get those interviews in and don't wait till the end of the season to be like, you know what? I don't know. You know, something to be said. I might get on some of those.
I'm not trying to tell you a business, but I'd get on it.
I'd get on it. I'd consider your options if you're going to go that route there, Spani.
But as far as who could come in and fill those positions, I have no idea.
Who's an ex-player? Like, the 49ers went with John Lynch, and that's panned out. Like, it's working. Hmm. What's a potential, like, ex-player that you think could be a good GM?
Good.
Doesn't have to be a Charger, but could be
Tom Brady. GM. Be pretty cool.
Really cool.
You hear him talk about how he's mad about how soft the NFL's gotten?
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Let's bring in some hard-nosed football. I agree. Tom Brady, GM.
Normally, Tom Brady, and I don't GM, see eye to eye.
Bill Belichick, head coach.
I don't know. The more I think about the Bill Belichick thing, the more I don't know if that would work. Never. Like, the Patriot way doesn't work at all. Players always are not. People want to be treated like that.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of coach you'd want? I don't know. But
unless you win Super Bowl. You can do whatever you want if you win Super Bowls. Right. You can be whatever kind of coach you want. But now that they suck, everyone's like, oh, the Patriot way sucks. No. If you win Super Bowls, it doesn't matter.
Patriot way works.
Yeah. Won how many Super Bowls?
80% of the time. Works every time. Yeah.
But they had a very specific quarterback to help the Patriot way be the Patriot way and make the Patriot way work.
Mm-hmm. A good one. All you need is a good one.
And
they've
a good
had dog doo-doo since then.
Dude, he's perfect for a GM. I'm in.
What just happened?
Tuck myself into it.
Okay.
To Tom Brady GM.
Tom Brady.
You've heard it here first, folks. Tom Brady next. Tom Brady GM.
See, but that's what's crazy. That's what these professionals do.
Can you imagine if that lands?
You can take a shot in the dark. Yeah.
I could be on FS1. I could say crazy shit. But
just like being able to go back to like the quote, like you've made some pretty interesting bolt predictions in the past. If this was your one landed bolt prediction.
Hell yeah.
That'd be insane.
Alfonso Erdman, thank you for asking the question. That was a realistic proposition, by the way. Let's move on.
Sorry, dude. That was
top candidate right now.
Yeah, right now it's Tom Brady.
You said he was certified fresh, right?
Yeah, he's certified
fresh. I don't know if you know this or not. We don't make a lot of realistic propositions around here.
We don't like lying to you guys.
But
there's other people that'll come out there and say, oh, this is the best guy for the job, when they have no idea what they're talking about. You don't know the guy. So
thank you, Alfonso, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bolt Up 10, who asked the question.
Just when the Chargers have a chance to win it, they muck it up somehow. I can't even be mad anymore. I'm just numb to watching them lose now. Do you feel the issues with the Chargers are deeper rooted beyond the head coach and GM position? Okay, love you, bye.
Good question. You're seeing a lot of the same stuff with some, you know, different coaches. Kyle, give me the what's eyes. What do you think?
What do you think, Kev?
What do you
know? I feel.
I think you think the span eye is the issue.
I just think they need to own the thing and step away. Put down.
Collect the paycheck.
Put down the reins.
Yeah.
And step away.
Move down the bench.
We do not want to be your reindeer
anymore. Put down the gun. Step away.
Yeah.
I just think they're shooting themselves in the foot as owners because they're, I don't know. I just think they're too involved. They don't know. They're not Charger. They're not football people. Leave it to football people. You own the team. So you were born into ownership.
Right.
Cool. That doesn't mean you can do the job.
Right.
This is Tommy Boy trying to explain how a butcher, you trust the butcher for the steak. That's what Span Eye's out there doing. So.
They got the talking points, but they don't have what it takes.
It's all mumbled. Yeah, it's all backwards. It's like, I know how to sound, but I don't know how to say it right.
So that's why I've hired this guy to come out and do it for me.
Exhibit A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tommy T, go out there.
it just has to be more. It has to be the Spanos. How long has this been happening to us? It's not a new thing.
No.
You know, we've never won a Super Bowl.
It's either that or both of our stadiums have been built on ancient Indian burial grounds.
Also realistic.
Yeah.
Realistic theory.
I'm just saying.
I think so.
They moved the headstones, but they didn't move the bodies. hard to say Bolt Up 10 because we're not in the office.
I want to hear your conspiracy theory of how it, let's go real deep. Is there deeper issues that we don't know about?
Yeah. Put it down
ancient
in the comments.
Burial grounds.
Ancient burial grounds seems very f-ing realistic.
Yeah. Me. Are we bringing Sage to the next game to smudge the stadium?
Maybe.
We'll see if we can get it past Broads, security.
Broads, you can do it.
Yeah.
You got this.
Oh, Broads. They can smuggle anything into that stadium. They can smuggle a sign in. They can smuggle some Sage in.
Did you see what they did? They gave all the players at the hotel
that
cards
so
with like
cool.
motivational.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who thinks
they're
of that?
So genuine and thoughtful?
Yeah, I would never have thought to do that. It's so
me neither.
Cool.
Heather's ideation is off the charts.
Off the charts.
Bolt Up 10, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Gavin Gibson, who asked the question.
With all season basically over and Eckler costing us the game 2 weeks in a row with fumbles, who should we start at RB1? Also, what spot do you see us picking in the first round of the draft? Also, I'm very slowly jumping on the Fire Stanley train. Things need to change.
I think it's the feeling I get is like even the most shamelessly positive fans are like, you know what? I'll consider it.
We all got there with Anthony Lynn too. Like,
yeah, we
eventually
did.
You get to a point where you're like, okay, yeah, this isn't it anymore.
If you're not progressing, if you're not getting better, like Staley's first year. We just barely didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. That's second promising year, compared to what we came from.
Exactly.
The previous year.
Second year, made the playoffs and burned out in horrendous fashion.
Yep.
This year, it's already kind of feeling a bit out of grasp. So we can't keep doing
regressing.
This.
Can't keep
to
doing
ourselves.
This
game, yeah. So get it. Totally understand it. But who should we start as RB1? I wouldn't hate seeing Joshua Kelly come in as RB1.
I want to see Isaiah Spiller.
And I would love to see some more Isaiah Spiller. Happening. Yeah.
What we need an explanation. Like, what has the guy done? Whose office did he poop in? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
For real. It begs the question.
I mean, the guy's humongous. He's got the body to be a running back in the NFL. He He's strong. I know he's super young, but like, he's not even worth a roster spot. Like getting a, I don't know. I guess we don't run the ball anyway, so it's like, who cares? Because we. I don't know.
I would love that. I want to see him. I want to see Joshua Kelly. I love Eck, but man, he's a kind of a liability right now. Everything that he was doing well that we loved, it's not there this year.
Right.
It's just the reality of it. So it's like what I said earlier. Let's give these guys a chance. Yeah. Like you pick, what was it? Spiller was third round running back. Can't make the active roster for the, you know, for the game. Like, right. Like come on.
2 years in.
Yeah.
Two straight years.
That's mm-hmm. tough.
Hey, who are we drafting? What position are we drafting in the
32, baby?
32, baby.
Win the Super Bowl.
But like
drafted
what
last?
I think he means what like
what position spot, group. Like, no, what position group?
Picking in the first well, maybe he does.
Spot, like what number are we picking? 1, 2, 3.
Given the rest of his message, I don't know if he means are we picking 32nd or are we picking first?
I think yes.
You think so? All right. Well, I'll go with it. I'll roll with it.
Wouldn't you say what position will we draft? I don't know. Go ahead. I said 32nd for the number. You guys pick a position. Go ahead.
Cornerback, I think, is a safe assumption based on what we're saying, I guess, if you want to do that. What are we laughing about? So God,
the way face you said cornerback.
It's just the face you made. Like you just looked a little lost in thought.
Me?
Yeah. It just made me laugh.
Yeah. Cornerback.
He's like, anything. Give us anything.
Whatever gives us a chance of winning games, I'll take it.
The age old best available.
Tight end, cornerback. One of those.
Considering that Lindsley might not be with us for the foreseeable future, and it would center. Be awesome to lock that
first
down
round
for
center.
Justin.
Edge that'd rusher, because probably not going to have one of those guys, all those guys back.
Yeah.
So first round
best
center.
Available, baby. First round center.
I'm on board.
I like that. We should be that podcast that just puts our name on first round center.
First round center. I don't know if there's any worthy of a first round where we're going to be
I don't
picking,
either.
But
yeah.
Guess what? If Tom first Brady's our GM, guess who he's drafted first round?
He's protecting Justin.
Center.
He's going to he's trying to blow up what people think about the draft. He's going center first.
He's
going
to reinvent a way 10. To draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's top 10, still center.
Center. Yeah.
All right. Final answer.
I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Kansas City Chiefs, they drafted, I think, Creed Humphrey in the first round, and he's been their center. For God knows how
long
since
second
they
round.
I don't think
so.
So
I remember being
he was drafted 63rd overall, so well into the second round.
Yeah, second round.
Dang.
Pooch is my
boom.
Theory.
Bro.
All right.
Practically.
Feel good about that?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I remember him being available at our second round pick and being like, that would have been cool. So I can't remember what draft that was or who we picked in the second round that year.
That was the 2021 NFL draft.
So that would have been
that was when we
Zion.
Took Rashawn Slater in the first, right?
And then who was second? Oh my God, my brain.
Let me see. Keep going. We took Zont in the second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with Zont.
Yeah.
Oh, boys, Josh Palmer's still not playing.
Yeah, that too.
Well, has it been 4 weeks?
IR. He's still got another week on IR.
Yeah, he's still, I think.
Yeah, man,
week.
We have no weapons. No, we got nothing.
There's no one out there, man.
I forgot about Josh Palmer. I'm not kidding. In my head, I'm like, why is Justin only throwing to Keenan? Like, come on.
That's all he's got.
Two of our top three.
Palmer's got to be open.
Open on the IR.
I forgot he existed. I didn't forget he was hurt. I forgot he was on our team. Oh, man. This is a tough year for all of us.
You had such a quiet tough. Game.
Maybe I take back the whole, what was it?
Alex Erickson.
Yeah.
He's all we got. He's all we got.
He's the guy. Jesus.
I'm almost threw up.
Dude, the draft, the 2021 draft, we picked Palmer the third. I was like,
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, that guy.
He's still on the team, right? Oh, the wheels are coming off.
I legitimately forgot he was a person on our team. He hadn't even crossed my mind.
If he was sitting in the stands next to Joey eating some raisin bread,
he'd be like, who's that?
Who's that guy?
Why is he on the field?
Why does he get to go in the box?
Oh, man. That's God. Tough.
That was good. All right. Gavin, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Herm.
Herm.
Who asked the question?
Considering Mike Williams' season ended with the torn ACL, Keenan getting older, and how the rest of the receiver room looked this year, do you think it's possible the Chargers will target wide receiver in the first round?
Anything's possible.
I would...
Back-to-back first round.
I don't know. Well, the thing is, it'll depend on who's drafting next year. Is if
don't
gonna...
forget about Josh Palmer. He's still on the team.
Palmer's still very much there.
He'll be here next year, too.
I think top maybe four. You're going to draft a wide receiver in the first four rounds. Yeah, Palmer will still be here.
Keenan. Mike is under contract still. I don't know. It's not a done deal.
Yeah, that's not a done deal.
No. Yeah. And we shouldn't. Look what happens when we don't have him.
I know.
So if you can have, I mean, if you still have Keenan, Mike, and Josh Palmer next year, that's an awesome starting three. It's just,
yeah.
But then you have to have depth. So you don't get depth in the first round, clearly. Like, that's not the strategy.
We need to hit on, like, the Puka Nacua, the sixth round wide receiver who's out of his f-ing mind.
Well, how about Keenan Allen? Keenan was a third round pick.
Third round pick, yeah.
That's, you don't have to always go first round for these players. Like, that has to be a guy that starts right now and
immediately
makes an impact.
Impact guy.
Not like a Quentin Johnston. Like, Quentin should have been a second or third round pick this year that you're like, all right, we stashed him for next year. Maybe he'll produce. Unfortunately, the guy has so much pressure because we picked him in the first round above two other really good receivers. And
And Palmer's for some reason, not holding up his end of the end of the bargain.
Who?
Palmer.
Who's Palmer?
Exactly. It's not his fault. Palmer's not showing up on game day.
What are we talking about?
Come on now. Palmer.
It's just a throwback. God. But
you guys are giving me a headache.
We're sending him a spin cycle.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
A wide receiver in the first.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to getting a wide receiver some point in the draft, but not in the first. I feel like there's some other bigger areas of need that, like center, that the Chargers need to
cornerback tight end.
Yeah, he didn't know that we had already become a center first round kind of podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Herm, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Gers Fanatic.
Certified Fresh.
No. Who asked the question?
No.
Holy shit. Keenan Allen is killing it. Holy shit. Herbal just ran for 40. I'm writing this as I watch, so we will see what questions come during this drive. Currently, it's like the 5-yard line. Come on, Gers. Oh, God. Damn it, so close to Guyton. Oh, Gerald, baby! Fuck yeah, Dick. Perfect to top it off, baby! Well, I guess my question is, what position do you guys think we should try to go for in the draft? And also, who would you be willing to trade in order to move up in the draft? I still hope we win the rest of our games, no matter how it affects our draft picks. I love all the content you'll make. And I'm ready to just enjoy watching the rest of the season and support our team. They have had to deal with enough bullshit from their own fan base already. From everyone hating on Staley to every single home game feeling like a road game. And to now, knowing that the odds making the playoffs are slim to none. I'm ready to just support our boys and enjoy watching them make the most of this season. BTFCU and Kalos, you bye.
That's a shot of positivity right there.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good mindset.
Absolutely. What are we going to do about it? Nothing. We're going to watch. You're going to watch the games, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching the games.
Watching them all.
Let's enjoy
cheering them on. Hoping for a dub.
Exactly.
That's what I do. Well, we've talked about the draft quite a bit in these past couple of questions, but as far as somebody we'd be willing to trade for a draft, that's an interesting concept.
To get like a first or second round. Yeah, I don't know. Who
would you be willing to trade in order to move up in the draft, I guess?
We don't really have anyone that's on like a cheap deal that we get good value for, you know?
You're looking at, like, I don't want to do this, but if you're looking at, like, a Joey Bosa, you could definitely get a big-time first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, will you get somebody at his level? Probably not, but will you get somebody that could be on the field more, maybe? So,
well, it's, yeah, so it's something, somebody that we could move up in the draft to get. So
you're trading so you can get a higher pick.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Was that? Okay, sorry. The way you worded it,
you got to trade a player.
I don't have a lot of oxygen in my brain from laughing so much right now, so I'm trying to connect some dots and it's not working.
That's okay. We're here for you.
Yeah, I mean, you're offloading a big contract as well. So I don't know if that's enough enticement for a team to be like, okay, yeah, we'll give you a trade draft picks with you.
He plays three or four games a year and we owe him $30 million. Bring him over.
Who knows? Who knows? I'm just saying. But you're going to get a high pick for him. If you do find a team that wants him.
Yeah. I don't know. You're not going to get a straight pick. You're still going to swap. So you're going to swap picks and move up a couple, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess who else is even like Mike Williams? They're not going to be able to move up a lot with a Mike Williams trade. He's got a year left on his deal and also $20 million coming off a torn ACL. Like, I'm not really sure what our bargaining chips are right now.
Yeah. That's tough to say. But let us know down in the comments, who would you trade to move up in the draft? I'd be curious.
Who are some of the options of, like, this is a guy's enticing with considering contract health, all the things considered.
Well, there's no way they're giving up Herbert. No. So you can take that.
Derwin James.
I mean, Derwin could be an option, man. I'm not trying to take him down a notch by any stretch. I think he brings a lot of leadership and obviously somebody that Justin leans on for some leadership qualities, but
yeah.
He's not been very productive this year.
This has not been a good year for Durham.
I mean,
not his normal, like, big play game changer.
No, I mean, and I'm seeing him out there. He's coming up doing those sneaky little sack moves, you know, getting up on the line to try to get a sack. But, like, it's not been great for him either. So, I don't know.
So, you're saying you want Gus Bradley back? Oh, boy.
We'll see what Tom Brady has to say about it.
Yeah, well, yeah,
let's ask Tom.
Let's let the GM
make that call. Yeah, got to wait and let the GM make that call.
It's a waiting game.
We don't know.
Tommy T to Tommy B? Let's go.
Come on.
Makes sense.
It makes sense on paper.
Adds up.
It adds up.
The math is mathing.
Yeah.
All right. Jurors Fanatic, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bolt Blaze. Who asked the question? Not a football question. I'm going on vacation this week to Thailand and Vietnam. I cannot wait to eat a bunch of cheap banh mi sandwiches. What's your guys' go-to sandwich?
Certified fresh.
Oh.
Not to brag or anything. I'm going to Thailand and Vietnam this week.
Are you going to check out Bangkok?
One night in Bangkok. That's about before my time.
That sounds like a fun vacation.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Sounds sick.
Hell yeah.
Especially in the winter, go get some nice warm weather.
Yeah.
Some banh mi sandwiches sound yummy.
Banh mi's are pretty good. What's your go-to sando?
Good banh mi in Missouri. You guys have any good banh mi shops?
Not known for our banh mi, I'll say that much. But the idea of a banh mi sounds nice.
It does.
The idea is cool.
The concept.
Yeah.
I'm down.
We're not living in the banh mi capital of the United States or anything, but...
But go-to sandwich. Are we talking about one we make or one that we order?
Any sounds
like
sandwich.
Order, because he's thinking like banh mi, like go True. Get a sandwich.
Fancy thing. Shit.
For me, I'm either a club guy or like a dip guy, like a French dip kind of guy.
You get the juice.
The juice.
Juice.
With the juice. Roast beef. A juice. Foot long. Who
Get
got the
your foot long? Nice one, pal. Get back.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's on the little dumber. Hot dog when he comes up.
Yeah, the little wiener dog.
Get
comes
out of
up
it in your dreams.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I gave my two sandwiches.
What do you got, Kyle?
I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm a very boring sandwich guy. Kind of a turkey and I don't know. I guess I don't have one. Because in my head, I'm like, meatball? That's awesome.
PB&J?
I'm going meatball.
PB&J.
I'm going meatball. Even bad meatball sandwiches are really good.
Yeah, meatball's good.
I feel like I switch it up a lot. Like, I don't have like a this is what I get as a sandwich every single time. Like, if I'm going to like Jersey Mike's or Submarina, it's what a Cali a lot with like the avocado and I like all sandwiches.
He's a sandwich guy.
He's a sandwich guy.
Yeah. Big sandwich guy.
Yeah. We're not trying to put him on picking just one.
Yeah.
You can't make me.
Leave your options open. I'm not trying to.
Don't tell me how to fan,
that,
dude.
I'm not a that
fan
guy.
Of sandwiches. Deal. You can't tell me how to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite wrong. Sandwich? Put it down in the comments below. All right. Bolt Blaze, enjoy your vacation.
Have fun. Meet it so up, baby. Fun.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
And thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Mr. Peck R.
Nice.
And he's got a little something special for us this week. I'll do my best for what he wants. Here we go.
I pity the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, I wish you would coach better.
What?
Just thought you should know better.
Ooh,
I've got some news for you. The fans really hate your ass right now. Ooh, I see you driving my Chargers into the ground, and I'm like, forget you. I guess 6 losses by week 10 wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and Telesco too. Said if he'd draft better, then we'd be winning. He ain't. Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
And although there's pain in my chest from all these close losses, I'm still like, forget you. Now, Staley, why do you want to hurt me so bad?
So bad, so bad, so bad.
We need a stop on third down. And the play that you called was so bad.
So bad, so bad, so bad.
Yes, you did. Why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Staley! Oh, I still love you. Oh, I still love you. Oh, I see you driving my Chargers into the ground. And I'm like, forget you. I guess 6 losses by week 10 wasn't enough. And I'm like, forget you and let's go too. Said if he dropped better, then we'd be winning. Ha, ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
And although there's a pain in my chest, that's called a heart attack, from all those close losses, I'm like, forget you. Now, question. Do you still love Staley too? I do, as long as he is still my head coach. Hoo-ha. Bolt up, FTR. Okay, love you, bye.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you, Mr. Pekar. I made a bold choice. I could have tried to just sing that plain, but I feel like Al.
Al's aggressiveness with that is really good.
You too.
And fuck you too. All right. Well, do you still love Staley?
I like Staley
a
lot.
What do you mean by love? Like, yeah, what love? Is your definition
love
of love?
Love is a strong word.
I love lamp. If we're talking like, I love lamp and stuff. I love Staley.
Yeah. I can't make a declaration like that.
Would you be willing to, like, would you be willing to defend him? Like, are you willing to, I don't know, like, sacrifice for Staley? Would you be willing to give something up for him to stay as the head coach? No.
It's hard, man.
I don't love. I think I've moved into the, like,
I feel like we've gone through a lot, Staley. It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me. No, it's you.
No, it's you. But, you know, I'll take a little bit of the blame for turning my shoulder. Just a little bit. I'm not fully giving you my back, but I love you. What do you think,
Adam? I'm not. What
are your thoughts, Adam?
I'm not totally out. I'm not blocking him on Twitter and deleting him on my phone, and
it's like a
changing my relationship status on Facebook. Yeah. I'm not quite to that level.
I know.
I want to hold on hope until there's absolutely no hope to be had, and then he forced my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a real thought I had today, and I think it sums up how I feel about Staley. I want to keep him on as like let us go talk to other people. And if no one's willing to come here, just stay.
You want to play the field while keeping the girlfriend.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, with my coach, though. Not.
So you're looking for a swinger coach. You're looking for a coach that's willing to go let you dabble.
No, not necessarily. Like, not long-term swinging. It's like, I just want to figure out if anyone's willing.
Not long-term swinging.
I'm a short-term swinger.
Yeah. It's a short-term swinging. I need a short.
What's the Amish when they're young? They get a
Rumspringa.
They got a Rumspringa. This, all right.
Yeah, it's like Staley's Rumspringa.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like you have that celebrity list. Like if these people, if I see those people out,
and they're standing right there,
then it is what it is. That's what I feel like we need right now with Staley. It's like, hey, we're gonna go contact these five people, and if they're in, you're out. But if they're not in.
You're probably
still my number one guy.
You're my super lady.
I still love you, baby.
My special boy.
Don't look at me like.
Because I do feel like it could get worse. You know, like.
Oh, it definitely could.
We could go from like 3-point, 1-point losses to like
blowouts.
Getting run out of the stadium. You know, like we've been there. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, he knows how to call timeouts well. Lynn couldn't call timeouts. Yeah. He does timeouts really
game
good.
Game management's not bad. Yeah.
No, I'll take it.
All right. I don't know. Who am I?
All right. Well, Mr. Pekar, thank you for the fun song.
Awesome
and
script.
Thank you for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bold Fam. It's been a rough season. And you know what? I'm glad that I have you guys, and I'm glad that we have all of you to ask these questions and make us laugh sometimes so hard that it hurts.
I'm grateful for CeeLo Green and Al Pacino.
And they're coming together to work and create something like this.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's going to be like Tom Brady's our GM.
Oh, come on. All right. We're devolving into sounds now, and I think that means it's time to call it a night.
Okay.
I think it's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, that aren't noises?
Just keep your head up. We got another game Sunday, so let's go support our guys.
All right. Well, thank you, folks. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Can't love you, bye.
Can't love you, bye.
Can't love you, bye.
Oh.
Where's Josh Palmer?
Where the hell have you been?
I forgot.
He didn't show up on my stat sheet this game.
Zero catches, loser.
Was he getting double teamed out there?
How many guys are on defense?
Bracketing his ass.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Do you like sandwiches? Do you like lots of sandwiches? Do you not have a favorite sandwich? Then come to Kyle's House of Sandwiches. We got hundreds of sandwiches to choose from, and none of them are our favorite. So come on down and grab a sandwich, or a sandwich, or a hoagie, or sub, or, you know, whatever. Kyle's House of Sandwiches. He likes a lot.